الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I would like to remind myself and all of us in these few minutes about an important principle in our religion. And this principle is the principle of التوكل على الله, which means reliance or dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. التوكل على الله عز وجل, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these circumstances and these times is a good righteous deed. In fact, the believer relies on Allah عز وجل at all times and conditions. So what is التوكل على الله? What is reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how do we achieve it? Al-Imam ibn Rajab, rahimahullahu ta'ala, may Allah have mercy on him, defined at-tawakkul ala Allah, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, at-tawakkul ala Allah, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the belief that none gives or withholds benefits or harm except Allah azza wa jalla, at the same time utilizing the permissible means to attain that we wish to attain. From this definition, we learn that our religion linked between at-tawakkul, reliance, and taking appropriate measures. We cannot disconnect one from the other, because if we depend on at-tawakkul, on reliance only, then this becomes tawakul, which means false reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-tawakul, brothers and sisters, comprises elements of careless attitude and indicates refusal to strive in accordance with Allah's law, which He laid down for mankind. When it comes to the categories of at-tawakul, of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people are of three categories. Those who rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their hearts and refuse to take appropriate measures. They refuse to take appropriate measures and means. This is a tawakkul. This is false reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This action contradicts the texts of the Quran and the texts of the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam al-Tirmidhi narrated that Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, said, a man came to the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, should I leave my camel and trust in Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tie it and trust in Allah. And that is the true meaning of a tawakkul, the true meaning of tawakkul, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a Muslim relies on Allah azza wa jalla on everything in his life, but he uses appropriate means that Allah Azza wa Jalla made available for him. The second category are those who rely on the worldly materials and means and neglect to put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are people of ghafla, people of sins and illness of the hearts. The third category are those who joined and linked between tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and al-akhd bil-asbab, and taking appropriate available means. And this is the right approach, because it is the true tawakkul, the true reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to rely on Allah azza wa jalla in all his affairs. He used to eat, drink, ride camels and horses when he travels, wears a shield in the battlefield to protect himself from his enemies. So the Muslim should use the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as his example in life. So during this pandemic crisis, a Muslim should rely on Allah azza wa jalla and should believe from the bottom of his heart that no harm will come to him except that which Allah azza wa jalla has written for him. No benefit will come to him except that which Allah azza wa jalla has written for him. At the same time, the Muslim should wash his hands, wear gloves, wear face masks to protect himself. He should abide by the advices of the government and the CDC, since they are the most relevant and trustworthy in this regard. Finally, I would like to remind myself and all of us to safeguard our salat, our prayers, to safeguard our adhkar, of the morning and our adhkar of the evening, to recite al-Quran, constantly recite al-Quran, especially as we are approaching the month of Ramadan, and for sure to supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jalla and ask Him constantly to protect us and protect those who are around us. And I do not forget to remind myself and remind all of us that before you leave your house, you should say, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When you say that, the angels will tell you, Hudita wa kufita wa wuqita, meaning you are guided, your needs are fulfilled, and you are protected. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all kind of illnesses and pandemics, and to protect our communities, and to enable us to go back to our mosques soon. Allahumma ameen.